GOP Senator Tommy Tuberville urges English language for everyone in schools, colleges. By Warner Todd Houston on May 13, 2026. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville slammed the U.S. education establishment Tuesday for pushing America's children into second place by promoting multiple languages used by diverse migrants. Standing beside a sign reading, "Assimilate or Go Home," the Alabama senator blamed some of the problems with American schools on mass migration, which he says is destroying our educational system. "Mass migration is destroying our educational system. More and more American kids are entering the classroom, hearing multiple languages being spoken around them every day, and having a difficult time making friends because they are now the minorities in the school," Tuberville said on the floor of the United States Senate. "We're having enough problems with our education system when our kids can't understand the language that the other people are speaking," he continued. Watch. Sen. Tommy Tuberville just erupted on the Senate floor. He says foreigners are ruining American schools. Our kids hear nothing but endless foreign languages, and became the minority in their own country. "Mass migration is destroying our educational system, more and more." pic.twitter.com/ssbnnpkqjq. Eric Dougherty, at Eric Holda, May 13, 2026. "That goes with our higher education, who have teachers and professors coming from other countries that can't speak English that are teaching our kids in higher education. And our kids are paying a fortune to go to these four-year schools," he said. "Enough's enough. This is an English language country, and that's how we speak. That's how we communicate," he said. Tuberville went on to insist that our immigration system is being subverted from its intended purpose. "The purpose of our immigration system should be to benefit hard-working American taxpayers. Do you think mass immigration is benefiting this country? Absolutely not," he said. "There's not one benefit to it. And the next, it's the exact opposite of what we should be doing. You know, mass immigration is a leech that is slowly bleeding this country dry. And politicians and the people across the country better open their eyes," he said. This is not the first time Tuberville has suggested that American institutions should focus on an English-first policy. Last November he introduced the Understanding Basic English Requirements Act, or UBER Act, to mandate rideshare companies to require drivers to be able to speak proficient English. Tuberville also ripped those in the Senate who advocate for amnesty for illegals. "I ain't for no amnesty," Tuberville said in 2019, continuing, "If we get that wall built, we'll talk about whatever we need to do with the 30 million people that are here. We ain't giving nothing to nobody. If we start that, we're in huge trouble, fake news. I've never even talked about amnesty, so no. We've got to get the wall built, folks. If we don't build that, it doesn't make any difference about what we do with the 30 million people that are here, and there's 30 million. Don't let them tell you they're 20 to 22 million. He added, "There are 30 million people in this country that are here illegally. We need people to come here to work, we need people to come here. But we need to get the wall up, and we start from there. But we've got to redo this immigration stuff. That is priority number one." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.